Almighty God, we pray that you would be present with us, and that as we listen to your word, it would accomplish your purposes in our lives. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. On Wednesday afternoon, I was sitting in a coffee shop with someone who's new to the neighborhood, and suddenly his phone began to sound, this alarm sound, and so did mine. And so did everybody else's in the shop. Everything was buzzing and ringing. Now, it turns out, as maybe this happened to many of you as well, turns out, of course, that this was part of a national emergency test of an alert system. And phones from coast to coast were going off all at the same minute. Maybe you saw a little notice on your phone. This is a test of the alert ready system. There is no danger to your health or safety. Goodness. If this was an actual emergency, you would now hear instructions for protecting yourself. For more information about... Anyway. If this was an emergency, you would hear instructions. Why do we practice emergency alarms and drills? So that in a real emergency, we know what to do. I'm sure many of us have been part of fire drills. So many that now we treat them casually. Oh, another drill, you know, we grab our coat and we all laugh and shuffle together out the door. With, I hope, permission from Bonnie and Owen, I'd like to share about their daughter's experience this year in another city in Canada. She and her husband had just moved into an apartment building with their newborn. And then, one night, in the middle of the night, the fire alarms went off. And in their sleepiness, in their being startled and confused, they could hear shouting and yelling in the hallways, someone banging at their door. This is for real. Get out. They grabbed their infant and they ran. They had no extra clothes with them. No extra food, they had no diapers. They got everything that mattered, their child, and they got out. And there from the streets, in the middle of the night, they watched as flames leapt up from the building that they had just gotten out of. Advent is not a drill. This is for real. Advent begins with John's emergency alert. Behold, the Lamb of God. In our lives and in the world, John points and says, look, it's Jesus. He is here. And this is the fact that all of us have to deal with. The Lord has come. In the letter to the church in Rome, Paul also sounds an emergency alert. Now is the moment to wake from sleep. Or as Bach put it so memorably, sleepers, wake. Every year we hear this alert. And after a while, maybe it begins to feel like a drill. But this is not a test. So what should we do? Run for the exits? Pastors and children's first. The late Eugene Peterson captured the urgency that Paul felt in his letter to the Romans. Paul Peterson paraphrases Romans in this way. We can't afford to waste a minute. We must not squander these precious daylight hours that we have in frivolity and indulgence, self-indulgence. In sleeping around, in dissipation, or in bickering with one another about petty things, or being worried about grabbing everything in sight. Get out of bed! Get dressed! Don't loiter! Don't linger! Don't wait for the last minute! Dress yourselves in Christ. Be up and about. Dress yourselves in Christ. That is to get up every day and to live with Jesus the Lord. It is to live in Jesus. It is to live like Jesus. And so at Advent, the alarm sounds, and we take this time to examine the past year. Have we been living honorably? Have we been living right? Have we been living for the one we call Lord? Or do we put the blame of how things have gone poorly somewhere else? The bad leadership we have, government, the media, or systemic injustice, or just plainly how unfair our own lives have been. And we practice Advent every year to wake us up. No matter how young and how old you are, no matter who you are or how long you've been a Christian, Jesus is here, the Lord. And our lives need to change. As we heard in the children's moment, Isaiah uses a different metaphor than Paul. Isaiah uses the metaphor of highway construction. Make a highway for our God. Prepare the way so that everyone can see Jesus, the glory of God the Father who remains unseen to us. The time is coming, and it is here already, when Christians will have to choose between seeing themselves just as members of a church or as witnesses of Jesus Christ in the world and in their neighborhoods. Now, I saw this when I worked in long-term care. For 10 years, I worked at Wascana Rehabilitation Center with Reed Holtzlander. And there were some powerful witnesses to Jesus. In the lives of these people who had lost their freedom, they had lost their privacy, they weren't able to do or accomplish a whole lot in life. We could see how Christ made a difference. There were people who were bitter, understandably, and were still treated with grace. There were people who were depressed, understandably. But there were some who supernaturally were gracious and thankful, and in the midst of the commotion and the lack of privacy, they were prayerful. In an age when so much of our own value is rooted in what we can accomplish, it is so easy to overlook what is truly powerful and lasting. A person who, in the midst of terrible suffering, in the midst of unfairness, and things not working out the way they were meant to, a person who can be gentle and gracious and prayerful, and then in a few simple words say, "It's because Jesus is here." That is far more powerful, probably, than anything I accomplish here on Sunday mornings. Anyone can have that kind of powerful impact. This week, we are going to be sending invitations to all the neighbors, our neighbors here in the downtown. What are we hoping for? Just a good attendance? Are we hoping to see this place filled? Yeah, that would be nice. Are we hoping that everybody is entertained? Maybe not entertained, but blessed. This is a chance for every one of us to come as hosts. We are praying that God will be present and that everyone who comes will be ministered to. Pray about that evening and then come and welcome the people that you see that you don't know. Say hi to them. Listen to the Spirit and look to see if maybe God gives you a chance in the midst of the pain or the darkness that that person might be facing to tell them about Jesus who is here. There is so much darkness and pain in this world. I hear about it, and I know that not one of us is spared in this congregation. Everybody is carrying one burden or another. But God is also at work in every one of your lives and in the life of every person that you meet. As Debbie read for us from Isaiah, all people shall see the glory of the Lord. What is your role in pointing people to Jesus? These two wake-up calls tie together. It isn't enough anymore to just say we're Christians or to come on church on Sunday, if it ever was. We have to live holy lives and lives of prayer and be ready to talk about what Jesus has done in this world and that Jesus is here. The scripture lessons give us these two metaphors and this one fact. We need to wake up. We need to prepare the way. Jesus is here. And he has set a table for us. For which we owe him our lives. And everyone is invited to this table. Taking part in this meal is a way of continuing to welcome Jesus into your life. And to acknowledge that he is everything. Take time as we prepare for this meal to ask the Holy Spirit to examine your life. As I wake up today, what needs to change? And what opportunity will you give me to serve you? Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we ask for your help in examining our lives because too often we can either be so hard on ourselves and about all the wrong things, or we can let ourselves off too easily. And so we ask for your guidance. We know that in the light of your presence, we see both how much you love us, but also how much you want to transform us into the image of your Son. Heavenly Father, whatever you would have us change, we pray that we would do that knowing that we are forgiven and loved and redeemed through Jesus Christ, that we are empowered to change through your Holy Spirit, and that whatever we do is not for our own glory, but for yours. And we look forward to the chances that we will have to see your light coming into the lives of others. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.